The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter number 13, text number 32, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasath Hikari, recorded on May 29th, 2015, in Phoenix, Mauritius.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Nagare Nagare Brahme Kirtana Kariya Basailatri Bhuvana Prema Bhakti Diya. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Sankirtan movement went on from one part of the town to another. And as the Lord wandered everywhere performing kirtan, in this way he inundated the whole world by distributing love of Godhead. Purport. One may raise the question how all three worlds became inundated with love of Krishna since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed kirtan only in the Navadvip area. The answer is that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. The entire cosmic manifestation results from the Lord's first setting it into motion. Text 32, I don't know the chapter. This beta base doesn't give, it only gives the verse number, doesn't give the chapter. In the Similarly, since the Sankirtan movement was first set in motion 500 years ago by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire that is spread all over the universe, the Krishna consciousness movement in continuity of that same motion is now spreading all over the world, and in this way it will gradually spread all over the universe. With the spread of the Krishna consciousness movement, everyone will merge in an ocean of love of Krishna.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Parishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Yanishatarine.
This is actually quite amazing that you can just do a sankirtan in one town, and by that sankirtan you can deliver the whole universe. Of course, this is not an ordinary kirtan party. This is Lord Chaitanya and his associates doing kirtan. So one may say, well, if the whole world is inundated with love of God, then why they're all caught up in Maya? One could add. There's actually a ripple effect coming in this kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvipa. And that ripple effect will indeed deliver the entire universe, not only the planet Earth, but all the conditioned souls throughout this entire universe will become delivered. It's a matter of the ripples gradually in and reaching out. You see, it's like you throw a rock in a pond, some ripples come, they slowly, you know, they go out gradually. So the ripple effect is already there of the Sankirtan of Lord Chaitanya. So we see that when Prabhupada came to America, that ripple effect became amplified, you see. So the more we can have kirtan, it's like you had the kirtan mela here, you see. The ripple effect became very much amplified here in Mauritius, you see. And the more we have joyful in your homes, the more you have ecstatic kirtan in your homes, the more we have ecstatic kirtan here at the temple, the more we dive deep into this kirtan ras, it amplifies the ripple effect of this original Sankirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. So in this way, we can speed up the inundation. You may say, well, it's already going to be inundated, so I don't have to do anything. Well, it will take longer then. So if you can be an instrument in the hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for amplifying the ripples of the original Sankirtan he did there in Navadvipa, you'll be counted by Lord Chaitanya as one of his intimate associates. And what could be greater than that? Just imagine being an intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All you have to do is take this kirtan very seriously and amplify the effects, the ripples, even in your japa, is it? To go deep into nama, you see. Krishna is presently coming. When you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Is that just a mantra? No. That is Krishna himself. Do you understand? That is Krishna himself. He is coming to you to bless you with his association. If Krishna came to your house, how would you receive him? You say, well, I'm busy right now, I'll come back later. I'm watching a TV show. Huh? If Krishna came to your house, how would you receive him? You would drop everything. You would offer your obeisances. You would offer him arati. You would bathe his feet. Isn't it? So Krishna is coming every day. Your japa. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So what priority are you giving to your japa? What importance you're giving to your japa? How much do you respect Krishna in the form of nama? Krishna nama, you see? So the kirtan is not only in the group, but your own individual chanting is also having an impact on the global consciousness. The more purely you chant Hare Krishna, the fact you're amplifying the ripple effect of that original Sankirtan. And it's interesting to note in this connection, Srila Prabhupada states that if one will purely chant the holy name of the Lord without any offense, he becomes an advanced devotee, surely. But Prabhupada says even more, he becomes Jagat Guru. And under his influence, the whole world takes up Krishna consciousness. Just by pure chanting. That's the on the external side, just like we sing in the Nisinga prayers, Bahir Nisinga Hridaye Nisinga. Nisinga without, Nisinga within, you see. The external Nisinga means this expansion of this ripple effect of this Sankirtan of Lord Chaitanya. That's Bahir Nisinga. Shridayena Singha, that's your own internal awakening of Krishna consciousness. The external benefit of pure chanting is you can deliver the whole world. The internal benefit of chanting is, as Prabhupada explains in the purport, you actually enter into the spiritual world. Even while you're in your present body, you enter into the spiritual world and you're only apparently here in this material world. That would be pretty nice, wouldn't it? Just imagine, this Bhaktivinoda Thakura talks about this in one bhajan. He says, one day while engaged in household activities, I saw my house transform into Goloka Vrindavan. So just imagine, if you by purely chanting, you can actually enter into Goloka Vrindavan. And Mauritius will just be something out there in the external energy while you're actually relishing the transcendental kingdom of God within your heart. So these are the benefits of pure chanting. But here in the singa, hridaye in the singa. And this prediction will come true. This movement will take over the whole universe gradually. Not only the earth planet, but the sun, the moon, Jupiter, Venus, Mercury, Mars, Brahmalok, Patalalok, every single loka will be inundated by this mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this particular loka, the earth loka, you see, very special loka, this is where they come, Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. So count your blessings. You have an earth body right now. You have the body of an earth being. This earth planet is a very special planet in the whole universe. Of the millions and billions of planets in this universe, that the earth planet is a very, very special planet. And there are living beings everywhere. Don't believe the so-called scientists who say there's life only on the earth planet. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't even know what life is. There is life on every single planet throughout the entire universe. But this position we have here on the earth planet, it is the most auspicious position. Krishna comes to this planet. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to this planet. So this is the headquarters of Krishna consciousness. Even though we don't have a lifespan like the heavenly planets, even then we do not have enjoyment like the heavenly planets, still, this planet is the very, very best place to cultivate bhakti, devotional service to the Lord, and to get out of the material existence. So please, my dear ladies and gentlemen, do not waste your life simply running after material sense gratification. You kindly use this lifetime to awaken pure love of God within your heart as your only business. This is stated by Sri Krishna. You see, Sarva Dharman Puritjo Mamekang Shodanang Vaja Ahang Tvang Sarva Bhapebyo Mokshi Ashami Mahavyucha Mahashucha. Give up everything else. Well, that means I have to give up my family, my job. No. You offer everything in Krishna's service. Yat kadoshi, yat ishnasi, yat dahosi, dadasi, yat yat tapashashi kontaya, tat kadushva madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you give away, whatever you offer, whatever austerities you may perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering unto me. So surrendering to Krishna doesn't mean you go live in the forest. Of course, for some it could mean that. If your Guru Maharaj orders you to go live in the forest, you do that. If he orders you to stay in your home, just like the Brahmin Kurma, during the Chaturmasya season, the renunciates, they wander about. Usually they wander about, but during Chaturmasya they stay in one place. So you can imagine having Lord Chaitanya as your personal guest. So after Lord Chaitanya finished up his stay there in the Brahmin Kurma's house, in a town called Kurmachetra in South India, now it's time to go out again. And Brahmana Kurma, he could not bear the pain of separation. He was saying, "No, my Lord, I will come with you. I cannot stay here." You know, Lord Chaitanya said, "You stay there, And I will be there with you. And jari deka tarikaha krishna upadesha mara gaya guru hoyu taridesh. Whomever you meet, you instruct him in the teachings of Krishna. In this way, on my order, you become guru and you live with the people of this place. So, we take the order of our spiritual master. He orders us to remain at home. We remain at home. Raising our families in Krishna consciousness, raising our children in Krishna consciousness. That is the duty of the mother and father, to make all the children Krishna conscious. It is the duty of the husband to make sure the wife is Krishna conscious. If the wife is more Krishna conscious than the husband, it's her duty to make sure her husband is Krishna conscious. Is it? So in this way, we have to understand what is our duty to help this ripple effect become fully manifest within our own hearts and fully manifest within the world. This will be the end of all the turmoil on this planet. This planet is becoming ever increasingly a hellish place. If you dare to look at the news and see how bad it is, unbelievable atrocities are being regularly committed by one human being against another every day. What to speak of the atrocities in the slaughterhouse, which they did not report in the news. Millions of innocent cows. Is it? So, we must do everything we can to make this world Krishna conscious as soon as possible. Everyone should become completely fixed in Krishna consciousness. You should have faith in this process. You should associate with devotees. You should get initiated by the bona fide spiritual master. In this way, you should get free of the dirt in your heart, become fixed in Krishna consciousness, develop a wonderful taste for the name Namaruchi, become absolutely, totally addicted to Krishna, losing all attachments for everything other than Krishna. In this way, the ecstatic emotions of love of God will awaken within your heart and you will achieve prema, Krishna prema. So in this way, we have to begin this process. Whatever stage you're on, do that. Do it very seriously. And keep advancing yourself further in Krishna consciousness. You shouldn't be totally dissatisfied until you achieve prema. Should not be satisfied, complacent. Until you actually awaken pure love of God within your heart, you should not feel complacent. You should always feel, I'm not Krishna conscious enough. And actually those who are fully Krishna conscious, they feel, I have no Krishna consciousness. That is their emotion. Lord Chaitanya taught that. He said, actually, I have no love for Krishna. The proof is, in the physical absence of Krishna, I'm still maintaining my life. If I had any love for Krishna, I would immediately die in the separation from Krishna. So therefore, I have no love for Krishna. So in this way, we have to understand what is this process. If there's maybe some questions... Sankirtan movement is for everybody. Why Lord Chaitanya and close associates were chanting and dancing in a closed room and not allowing others to enter into it? Well, that was a certain stage, but what we read tonight, they were out chanting in the public. So we just like we have our personal bhajana, our japa, for our own internal development, and we have our namas and kirtan. Some we see this in Chaitanya Leela also. They had certain pastimes just for their own internal awakening and then other pastimes to benefit all the fallen souls. Do we burn our past karma by circumambling Tulsi Devi? Yes, but you can't keep committing karmic activities. It's true, by circumambling Tulsi, you become free of your past sin. But unless you've taken complete shelter of Guru and Krishna, just by your breathing, you're committing more sin. You know that? You're committing mass murder every time you inhale. So, if you want to, it's not that, well, I don't need to get initiated, I don't need to do anything, I just circumambulate in Tulsi. No, it's not like them. You have to take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. You have to get initiated. The spiritual master then absorbs your karma from millions of lifetimes. So, and then you have to be fully obedient to the orders of your spiritual master. Not that just by circumambulating Tulsi that is sufficient. Tulsi Devi will help and relieve your spiritual master of a lot of burden also, the more you circumambulate Tulsi. Only 10% of the initiated devotees are engaged in temple worship. The remaining 90% are totally absent. Actually, the rule is that anyone who is initiated, they have to do temple service. It should be 100% doing temple service. If you're initiated, please report to the temple president and find out what service you can do. How many of you are initiated here? Let's see a show of hands. Only this many? Okay, how many of you are doing... Now, of those of you who are initiated, how many are not doing temple service? Maybe they're afraid to say. But... So those who are not initiated, you need to get initiated. Also, that will help. Even if we have a low percentage, if you can increase the number of initiates, that will help too. Yeah, the statistic doesn't match for the... Now, how many of you... Let's see how many of you are doing temple service. Say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, about 15. And how many initiated again? It's about the same. So I don't know if this number is correct. Could be. Could be they're initiated and they're not even coming to the program. That's probably what's happening. The ones who are coming to the program, they're doing the service. Those who are initiated are not coming to the programs, they're the ones who are not doing the service. So they didn't get to hear this tonight, so what to do? You have to go knock on their door and preach to them. Get them reactivated. Their spiritual masters should see that they're getting reactivated. To what extent can a devotee practice devotional life alone without associating with the temple and the devotees? Maybe 1% at best. On your own, you can't do much. You need to have the association of devotees. It is said that sometimes Dharma is the universal religion for all people, Christian, Muslims, Jews, and Hindus. But why is it that God, as described in the Vedas, only appeared in India? Actually, Krishna is appearing everywhere. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. What was Lord Krishna's hidden intention or motive behind hearing his dearmost devotee Uddhava in the material world of accomplishing his mission on the earth? I'd have to look that one up. I haven't read that lately. Who started the Hare Krishna movement? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Srila Prabhupada? Actually, Krishna started the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Please tell us about the importance of Nirjala Ekadasi. Well, every Ekadasi is very auspicious. And actually, Prabhupada explains that every Ekadasi is actually Nirjala. Every Ekadasi, the full-on practice of every Ekadasi is Nirjala. No sleeping, no water, no nothing except chanting, chanting, chanting. That's the meaning of every Ekadasi. Now, Prabhupada never told us we had to do that also. He was very kind. The Westerners are not used to fasting. So when Prabhupada introduced Ekadasi, it was a feast day. Every Ekadasi we had a feast. with no grains and no beans. But Papa did mention, what is the actual observance of Ekadasi, and that's every Ekadasi is actually Nirjala. But if we're not able to do Nirjala every Ekadasi, at least we can do it once a year. Nirjala Ekadasi. And it's very nice, actually, to do some austerity, some tapa. Austerity is the wealth of the Brahmins. If you want to become a wealthy Brahmin, do some austerities. Does attending Mangal Arati destroy karma? Oh, yes. So if you can't come to the temple, you must do Mangal Arati at home. And by this way, some of the sins are destroyed. Actually, by all of these processes that we engage in, if done as an initiated devotee, you see, they'll wipe out all your sin. Today, we notice that many devotees tend to study books written by Srila Prabhupada's disciples and grand disciples. At the book table, we see that Srila Prabhupada's books. Less of Srila Prabhupada's books. Please comment. Well, I have my book for sale tonight. So I may ask, is this is Maya? Why are you writing books? We should just read Prabhupada's books. But Prabhupada wrote me a letter and he told me that I could write books. So actually these books are expansions of Prabhupada's books. And they can help you. I love to read the books of my God brothers. They help me to understand Prabhupada's books even better. Because the Prabhupada disciples especially have so many realizations of their personal experience with Srila Prabhupada. These books actually help us to understand Prabhupada's books better. So we recommend that you read all of Prabhupada's books, and you can also read these other books as well to help you understand Prabhupada's books even better. We usually say that deity worship at home should be kept simple. What if we have Radha and Krishna deity? I don't recommend you have Radha and Krishna at home. I recommend you have Garnitai at home, so you can come to the temple as much as possible and leave Garnitai standing there and come to this temple program. I don't recommend Radha Krishna for home worship to my disciples or Jagannath. I recommend, if you want deities, Garnitai, the way to go. Because actually Prabhupada wanted the devotees to come to the temple for the programs, not to worship separately in the home. Can you please explain about the bhajana kriya stage? That's initiation. You follow the rules and regulations of devotional service. The attraction between male and female is strong. The best thing is become a devotee after enjoying sex life. No, the better thing is not to enjoy sex life at all. Don't even mess around with it. That's the best thing. Tapasa brahmacharina is recommended for men. Is the best thing. It's not a matter of belief. The best thing is to, if a man can stay brahmachari, that is the very best thing. Of course, Prabhupada recommended all the women should be married. So there has to be some husbands also. So there always ends up being some men who don't want to be brahmachari, so they can be husbands. And that's all right. They can have sex life for producing Krishna-conscious children. Otherwise, sex life is not meant to be used for recreational purposes. We have the kirtan as our recreation. It's more enjoyable than sex anyway. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Yan matinadi griyamedi sukham itu cham, Bhagavatam says. That pleasure, namely sex pleasure, which is considered the topmost pleasure by the materialists, is understood to be hitucham, simply insignificant for those who are Krishna conscious. Everyone is ecstatic in kirtan, but after the kirtan they get into sense gratification like watching TV, etc. So how do we get the ripple effect of the kirtan? Well, that's why it's important to get initiated and be acting under a spiritual master's guidance. Because then you know, well, I have to be loyal to my guru, and he told me not to go home after the kirtan and watch TV. Is he? He told me to go home and you know, remain engaged in Krishna consciousness. To have a spiritual master, to be dedicated to him. The spiritual master will bless you with Krishna's mercy. He will help you at every step when he's physically present, even when he's not physically present. Within your heart, the spiritual master will be there to help you and guide you and bless you how to always remain 24 hours a day in Krishna consciousness. Going home and watching television after the kirtan is like, it's called, what is that? Hati snan. Yes, called hati snan. The elephant, he takes a very nice bath, and after bathing, how does he dry off? He rolls in the dirt. So you go to the kirtan, you go home and watch television, you're purifying yourself, and then you're contaminating yourself. You see? So get rid of the television. You don't need it. Get rid of it. Kick it out. The one-eyed guru, somebody called him. Kick out the one-eyed guru. You want two-eyed guru, not one-eyed guru. Many devotees participated actively in the Kirtan Mela held in April, but the majority of devotees disappeared completely after the Kirtan Mela. What is the purpose of the Kirtan Mela? And we want to give them a taste of Kirtan. It's a shame that they go back into Maya after the Kirtan Mela. It's a shame. There should be 5,000 devotees every day. Finally, the Kirtan Mela, you see. We have to train our people properly. Not that you just come out once a year for Kirtan Mela to show, just see everyone, I'm a great devotee, I'm chanting in ecstasy. No, you have to actually awaken the pure love of God within your heart. Kirtan Mela is meant to be every day, 24/7. You should always be in Kirtan Mela. Why only once a year Kirtan Mela? You should, by following the order of the bona fide spiritual master, you will be in Kirtan Mela 24/7. That's what you have to learn, how to always be in Kirtan Mela. What does pure chanting mean? It means you avoid the 10 offenses. The 10 offenses are as follows. To blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name, number one. Number two, to consider the names of the demigods, such as Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma, to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. Three, to disobey the order of the spiritual master. Four, to blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. Five, to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna as imagination. Six, to give some mundane interpretation of the holy name. Seven, to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. Eight, to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna as one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas as karma kanda for fruitive activities. Number nine, to instruct the glories of the holy name to the faithless. And number ten, to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names and to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on these matters. It's also offensive to be inattentive while chanting. So that's what pure chanting means. You avoid all these offenses. It's a simple thing. Not some esoteric thing. It's very practical. You avoid these 10 offenses and your chanting is now pure. I cannot grasp the idea that someone else, the spiritual master, takes the karma of someone else. Why will he want to do that? Well, that's what it means to be a guru. It's not some glamorous thing. It's just like the doctor. He does the. It's not really a glamorous thing. It's a very, very austere position to be a guru. To initiate someone as a disciple is a great austerity. You are obliged to take birth again in this material world if they don't go back to Godhead. Just imagine a guru with 1,000 disciples. He may have to take many, 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 many births to deliver all those 1,000 disciples. So it's not some, you know, oh wow, he gets to have guru puja, he gets to have, you know, a special prasadam, a special nice garland. You may think, oh, it's very glamorous, I'd like to be a guru. But you have to know what it really means to be a guru. He actually absorbs the karma of his disciples, and he has to take birth again to deliver them if necessary. So it's a very compassionate, to be a guru means truly to be a guru. Some people in our movement took the position of guru, but they couldn't handle it. They gave it up, you see, because they weren't really compassionate. They wanted some name and fame, you see. But the real meaning of guru means he's an ocean of mercy, and that's why he does it. He's very compassionate upon the fallen souls of this age. He's willing to take their karma, absorb their karma through himself. Of course, it's passed to Krishna. The karma is passed through the disciplic succession, but it comes through the spiritual master. It's like electricity going through a wire. The karma is transmitted through your initiating guru, and he sometimes has to suffer because of them. So when you take a spiritual master, you have to keep your vows. If you violate the regulative principles, the spiritual master is affected by them. This is his compassion. That's why. He's a very compassionate person. He wants to see that the whole world becomes Krishna conscious, and he's willing to go to hell if necessary to bring that about. According to Guru and Gauranga, we have to engage in devotional service to please Krishna. But what about those who are trying to use Krishna consciousness or ISKCON to whiten their habitual bad karmas? Well, Krishna wants you to become free of your bad karma. That will please him. So there's no difference. Krishna wants you to become free. Sarva mokshyashami. Sarva mokshyashami, you see. I deliver them from all of their sins. Krishna wants you to become completely cleansed or whitened of all of your past karma. That's his desire. So when you do that, it pleases Krishna. He wants you to become free. How to help others chant Hare Krishna? Well, you have to take it very seriously yourself to show a good example of someone who becomes completely transformed by the power of the holy name of the Lord. When they see you who have become completely transformed by the power of the holy name, they will become attracted because they will become intoxicated by your association. And they will want to become intoxicated also. Oh, how did you get to this state of consciousness where you're totally in bliss, your heart is overflowing with compassion, you have so much knowledge about everything material and spiritual? How did you achieve this amazing state of consciousness? Well, I chanted Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, you see. That's what attracted me. Of course, I was already chanting Hare Krishna sometimes. Because I heard about I was told about the great power that it had. But when I became attracted to take it very seriously was when I saw the great impact it had had on one devotee named His Holiness Vishnu Janaswami. I was absolutely amazed to see the qualities of this person. And I knew he got that state by chanting, so I wanted to chant also to achieve the same state. Is Krishna, Durga, or Ganesh not the same? What is the difference? Why don't we ask a great Vedic authority whose name is Lord Brahma what he has to say about it? He has given some verses. Let's see if I can remember. Let's see. How does it go? Chittir? Chitti? Pralayasa? How does it begin? Shrishti Stiti Pralayasad. Shrishti Stiti Pralayasad Dhanarakshake. Shrishti Stiti Pralayasad Dhanarakshakesha. Chaye Vayashi Vimanani Viburti Durga. Each chan the rupa mapiyashya tates tate sango vindamadi burusham tamaham bhajami. The external potency, Maya, who's worshipped by all, who's the shadow of the chit potency, is worshipped by all people as Durga. the creating, preserving, and destroying agency of this material world, I worship the primeval Lord Govinda, in accordance with whose will Durga conducts herself. So Durga Devi is an agent of Krishna. Just like, do you have a prison here in... do you have any prisons in here? Yes, you have some criminals in prison. So the warden of the prison, he is not a demon, he is an agent of the government. So Durga Devi is the warden of the prison of this material existence. She is a servant of Krishna. That's Durga's position. And what about Ganesh? Yat pada parlava yogam vanadaya kum vadande pranama samaye sagena de raja vignan vihanta malamasha jagatrayasya govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, whose lotus feet are always held by Ganesh upon the pair of tumuli protruding from his elephant head, in order to gain power for his function in removing all the obstacles in the path of progress of the three worlds. So Ganesh, his function is an obstacle remover. It's even sometimes said you can pray to Ganesh to remove the obstacles on the path of bhakti. But his service is to help people remove all obstacles. Where does he get the power to do that? By holding Krishna's lotus feet on his elephant tusks. That's how he gets his power. Durga gets her power from Krishna. Ganesh gets his power from Krishna. So who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Is it Durga or Krishna or Ganesh? No, it's Krishna. Durga and Ganesh, they're getting their power from Krishna. So if you worship Krishna, you are following in the footsteps of Durga and Ganesh, because they are worshiping Krishna. If you want to be the best follower of Durga and Ganesh, then you become a devotee of Krishna. What is the magic of Krishna's flute when he attracts his devotees? You want to really know? Then you have to develop love of God within your heart. And your heart will be carried away by Krishna's flute. And you'll know. It's not academic. You have to become a pure devotee. You have to take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master and accept his orders as your very life and soul. And then by this process, gradually you become completely pure devotee. And then you will know how it is that Krishna's flute attracts the hearts of all the pure devotees. Because you will experience it. Your heart is completely carried away by Krishna's flute. What is Krishna's color? Black or blue? He's blue-black or black-blue. He's a combo. You ever seen one of these rain clouds that's just loaded with water? It's a darkish, a bluish-blackish rain cloud. So you can call him blue, you can call him black, and either way you're okay, but it's actually somewhere in between blue and black. It's a rain cloud which is just completely packed with water. It has an amazing, beautiful bluish blackish tinge. That is Krishna. So it looks like the questions have run out. No more questions. So we can then. I have. We only brought a few copies. So we actually carry them in our luggage. We have this. This is called Truth Works. This is as Prabhupada. I was directly sanctioned by Prabhupada that I could write books. So this is my first book with Prabhupada's blessing. Truth Works. So what does that mean? Well, Krishna consciousness is the truth, and Krishna consciousness liberates you back to your eternal identity in the pastimes of Krishna in the spiritual world. Therefore, truth works. If something is true, it's effective. It brings about the desired result. So Truth Works is the name of the book because truth works. You know it's true because it works. How do you know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? because by chanting his name, you regain your eternal identity in his transcendental pastime. So that's why it's called Truth Works. And anybody who takes a book tonight will give you a, you'll take your name or write a blessing, your own personal blessing here in the book. And how much is it the devotee is asking for? How much selling? 500 rupees? Yeah, 500 rupees. We just have a small quantity here, so it's first come, first serve. Anybody who wants a book can come forward. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
One for me.
Yeah.